You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
Got a text in to 78592 that says, sometimes I match with my roommate on Tinder using a fake account.
What?
And I'll agree to come over just so that he'll clean the apartment.
Oh, that's
Oh my God.
Then once it's clean, I'll cancel on it.
I can't do that with my husband, can I?
Yeah. You can
try.
That
is amazing.
But sometimes you have to deceive for the greater good.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a good one.
And you can be absolved of those deceptions if you come and confess on our show. And one of our listeners is ready to come clean about something that she's done. She's chosen Anne as her fake name. So, Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Anne. Are you also going to steal that whole roommate cleaning hack?
Yeah, definitely. What a great idea.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I don't know what you're going to be telling us here, but the voice changer is on, and you are now the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, so over a year ago, I convinced my husband, even though we live in suburbia, that we should get some chickens and raise them in our yard.
Okay.
It's like really trendy.
It is.
Like a lot of people have been doing that the last few years.
Yeah, I mean... It's cool by idea, but chickens are so stinky.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I mean like fresh eggs.
It's awesome.
And
yeah.
Good pets, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy and there's like a ton of benefits. You get your own farm fresh eggs. It's better than like big chicken farms.
Yeah.
You can let your chickens run around and stretch their legs and be happy.
I like sad eggs, though.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't like happy eggs?
No, I don't want a happy egg. I want one that came from a very sad chicken.
No. Like a depressed, chubby chicken.
Yeah, because I hear that the ones that you grow yourself are like smaller.
Oh, they're so much tastier. Are you serious? You've never had fresh eggs?
I haven't had a fresh chicken.
They're like brighter yellow. They're so much better.
Yeah, and they give you fertilizer for gardening.
Mm-hmm.
And you only have to feed them like a little bit of feed each day with fresh water, and that's it.
Okay, is this just like hippie bohemian hour on Jeffrey in the morning?
No judgment.
Yeah.
Well, so, and they're also like really sweet pets. And so we're down to our last two, Delilah and Doris.
Oh, cute name.
Yeah, and my husband said he's okay with keeping them as long as they're producing eggs.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But the problem is both Delilah and Doris stopped producing about 6 months ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, they're getting
Wait,
old.
Does that happen with female? I mean, it makes sense. Like, just like female.
I think all females, yeah. Right?
Chicken menopause?
Like, their clock is ticking and it's just ran out.
Yeah. I don't know why it happened. They just stopped making eggs one day.
Aww. You tell them they're just as worthy of chickens as prior.
I will.
Yeah.
I was worried that my husband was going to find out because he said that we're going to have them for dinner when they stop producing eggs.
Yeah.
Oh. Do chickens that you raise also taste better, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
If they're fresh.
I mean,
no. If you make eye contact while it's happening, it's better.
It's, you know, if you're going to eat meat, it's nice to know that the meat you ate came from a good home and had a good life. Yes, absolutely.
I don't want to eat Doris.
Absolutely.
I don't want to eat them. They're like my pets.
Yeah.
I love them. And so for the last 5 months, I've been buying eggs at the grocery store, bringing them home, and putting them in their coop so my husband doesn't find out.
No.
Oh.
That is an expensive switch up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, hey, hold on. You guys have been saying how much better it tastes. Has he tasted the difference?
No, he hasn't noticed.
I guess if you're not focusing on it,
yeah, maybe.
You know, if you said, hey, can you taste
it? Or if you just like put it in a cake or something, or like, you know, instead of just eating like fresh
That's
fried
good.
Egg.
It would be impressive, though, if somebody could tell from a cake, like,
Gordon Ramsay, he's like, what is this? This is a store-bought egg.
I mean, that's a lot of work for you, though, because you're going to have to be the one that gets the eggs, clean the eggs.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
do you have to hide the case? Like, if he sees a carton of eggs in the
Yeah, how does
garbage?
That work, Anne?
Yeah, so every other week, I wake up, like, super early. And I can't start the car because they'll hear me, so I ride my bike to the grocery store.
This is really...
In the dead of night?
Are you married to a man that if you told them you thought of these babies as pets, that he'd still kill them?
I That's like a really good question. I just don't want them to be killed. I think he's just very practical.
Yeah, okay. And if that's the rule established from day one, then I get it. You agreed to that.
No, if you have a wife come crying to you that you just love Dolores and what's the other one's name?
Delilah.
He's like, it's them or you, honey.
We had an agreement.
Yeah.
Sharpening an axe.
Oh, gosh.
So you ride your bike to the store to buy eggs without your husband knowing.
Yeah, and then I ditch the carton and I put the eggs in the pockets of like my big puffy jacket.
Oh, I see.
And then I put them in the coop and he's none the wiser.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That seems so silly. Like it feels like if he found out that I would hope that he would laugh at the extent that you're going to for this.
Does it feel like it's worth it to you, Anne?
I mean, I'm keeping them alive.
Yeah,
so
you're saving lives, and technically.
From the murderer I married.
Exactly.
I'm just picturing them as nuggets, and I bet it's so good.
I know,
Jeffrey.
I just can't stop picturing it. But
poor babies.
Well. Good cluck.
Yeah. That was good. I like that. Yeah.
And text in to 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next.